This is Brent Niekamp, head coach of your Fort Recovery Indians. Don't miss a down this season in person or on the home of the Indians, Fort Recovery Radio.
It's time. It's time for high school football right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the stadium for all the exciting high school football action on Fort Recovery Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Barenbergie Field, where our Indians are getting ready to take on the Duffus St. John's Blue Jays. And the Indians and Blue Jays are both coming in at 1-3 overall and 0-2 in the MAC. So both teams looking to get something good started and give themselves a jump start toward the playoffs. And both teams need this game pretty badly. Let's real quick go over the things coming up. On Monday, volleyball is going to host Wapakoneta. And that'll be our Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and our audio will be on the NFHS video. And Thursday, we'll host New Knoxville, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast with their audio on the NFHS video, and that'll be golf senior night. We're having track and band senior night tonight here at the football field. The next Friday, we'll be playing at New Bremen. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, our pregame show at 6:40. That'll be NK Telco video. Then on Saturday, it'll be the Crestview Volleyball Invitational that we get to every year. Some really, really good teams up there, and it's always quite a challenge for our Indians. We will have three matches that day, and depending on where we start and which there's two gyms, we'll start in one gym. If we win, we might move to another gym or stay in that gym. We'll be going back and forth. So we'll get as much of the action as we can. We're planning to set up in both gyms so that when one set is over, we can hurry down to the other one and not have to spend 10 or 15 minutes setting stuff up and miss part of a first match. So that's going to be starting around. It's scheduled to start at 9 a.m. They don't set up the brackets until Monday or Tuesday of next week, and that all depends on the state rankings and that type of thing and records. So they can't do that until the weekend is over, and that'll be so it starts at 9. We may start ours at 9. We may have a wait till 10 o'clock. We won't know that, but we'll be bringing you as much of that as we can, again, starting around 9 a.m. So that's what's going on next week. No volleyball tomorrow. There is several things going on tomorrow, but Dave Kopp will probably go over some of that with you and Jeff Vaughn. When they get here, they're going to be broadcasting the game for us. Let's kind of go over the MAC football standing. It's kind of what you would assume going in. Coldwater, Marion Local, Minster, Versailles, all 4 wins, no losses overall, 2 wins, no losses in the MAC. Some of that's going to change tonight, but see how that goes. And then New Bremen is 1-1, 3-1 overall. St. Henry is 1-1, 2-2 overall. Anna is no wins, 2 losses, and 2-2 overall. Fort Recovery, no wins, 2 losses, 1-3. Parkway, same. And Duffus St. John's, the same. No wins, 2 losses in the MAC, 1-3 overall. So that's the MAC. And I think when Jeff and Dave get here in a little bit, they'll be talking about some of these games here that are the MAC games tonight. One of them is Coldwater at Minster. That's going to be, it's at Minster, so that gives them a little bit of an advantage, but Jeff and Dave may have a different idea, but I'm thinking probably Coldwater is going to win that one and maybe pretty handily. Brody, what do you think there?
Coldwater's tough to beat, but Minster's got a chance.
Yeah, they're they need some breaks, but things could go their way, and they've had some very good games. You know, they're coming in with no losses, and what traditionally is a pretty good team, Fort Laramie, they beat them, I think, 48-21 or something, first game of the season. So, you know, they have there's something there at Minster. So, we'll see how that all goes. But and then we have New Bremen at Marion Local. New Bremen's pretty good. They're 1-1, 3-1 overall, but they're playing Marion Local. And Marion Local is looking to continue their run at breaking Delphi St. John's state record of 57 games in a row. That's the state record for consecutive wins, and that was Delphi St. John's. I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was, I'm going to say, 15 years ago or something like that. Not exactly sure. And before Delphi's, I think Kirtland or one of the other teams had it, and then Versailles had it 30 years ago. They were around 50 wins in a row, which is, you know, that's phenomenal. And then Delphi's has it now, and Marion Local, unless there's somebody can come along and knock them off, they're going to surpass that this year. So we'll see how it goes, because it's not a done deal until they play the games, right, Brody?
Sure seems like it is, though.
Yep. And then Versailles is going to play at Parkway. Versailles, Parkway is improved. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they can just get in the playoffs and win a game or two, you know, that's how we got going about 8 or 10 years ago. We finally got in the playoffs and won a game. And then a year or two later, we won the state championship. So, you know, you just have to get your foot in the door. Parkway is the only school in the MAC that has not won a football state championship since 2000. So, and they haven't won one before that either, but everybody else has won one in the last 23 years, with obviously Marion and Coldwater winning several, and I think St. Henry might have a couple. They just need to get their foot in the door and win a few games and get the excitement going so they get more players and get the ones they have more fired up. And, you know, I think it's going to be a pretty good thing. Then that's for sales at Parkway. St. Henry is at Anna. And don't know much about Anna. We saw St. Henry last week. They did pretty well against us, but they had a couple of breaks. This game here. So Jeff and Dave will talk about that. Looks like they're getting ready for the national anthem here. So we'll take a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. And Dave and Jeff will be here to bring you the game. Be back with after this from Coach Niekamp after a couple of messages.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, can do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
It's time for football, and it's also time to visit Meddler's Furniture in downtown Portland for that new Lazy Boy recliner, and now also at Fort Recovery's own Simple Touch Home Decor. That's right, the Simple Touch now stocks select items from Meddler's Furniture right here in Fort Recovery. These two great businesses are partnering to provide their customers with quality furniture and decor products that are displayed at both stores. Now you can shop for that Lazy Boy recliner to enjoy your football games and your unique home decor items, not only at Meddler's Furniture in Portland, but also at A Simple Touch in Fort Recovery. Check out the selection at both stores. You'll be glad you did. Football, and it's also time to visit Meddler's Furniture in downtown Portland for that new Lazy Boy recliner, and now also at Fort Recovery's own Simple Touch Home Decor. That's right, the Simple Touch now stocks select items from Meddler's Furniture right here in Fort Recovery. These two great businesses are partnering to provide their customers with quality furniture and decor products that are displayed at both stores. Now you can shop for that Lazy Boy recliner to enjoy your football games and your unique home decor items, not only at Meddler's Furniture in Portland, but also at A Simple Touch in Fort Recovery. Check out the selection at both stores. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made foot-long subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken Alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
At Mimi's Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
All right, welcome back to Full Recovery Radio. I'm Dave Kopp along with Jeff Vaughn. And Bertie Bargy going to bring you some MAC action tonight here in Fort Recovery. We got the Delta St. John's. The Blue Jays coming to town, Tater. And what are we going to do with these guys tonight? You know, they're both 0-2. One of us is going to come away with a MAC victory.
Yeah, definitely tonight. Hopefully, you know, the Indians, I got a feeling it could be a little bit of a defensive battle from what I've seen. You know, hopefully we can get the run game going tonight and get a victory.
Well, I think it's going to boil down to longevity for us. Last week, you know, we started out pretty hot against St. Henry. We come out, we went down the field, we scored the first touchdown, got the two-point conversion. You know, we had some mojo going, and they just kind of wore us down as the game went on. We got a lot of guys going both ways, and, you know, it's tough to play every down.
Yeah, definitely. You know, lack of depth, definitely when you have athletes playing on both sides of the ball the whole night, it definitely takes wear and toll on you. And hopefully tonight, you know, it's hot again. So
hopefully
we can stay fresh and get enough subs in there to keep guys fresh throughout the night.
Well, hopefully the, you know, I don't want to blow away the rain because we definitely need some rain. But there's some rain out there to our west. So potentially they said about 9 o'clock we might have some storms roll through. So hopefully we'll get this game underway and have a good first half and see what the Indians can do here. So anyhow, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about tonight's MAC action and got a couple good games. Coldwater traveling to Minster. And Jeff, that's going to be a barn burner because we know Minster's got some good football players.
Yeah,
over
that's
there.
Definitely going to be the game of the night. I see a lot of offense there out of both teams, and it's probably going to come down to who makes the less mistakes and makes the big plays.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Ball, you know, holding on to that ball and keeping it in keeping the time for you guys and for the home team is going to be big for the Minster Wildcats. We got New Bremen at Marion Local, and Marion Local is just a freight train.
It's unbelievable. I was talking to somebody, and they said it might be their best team ever, and that is just unbelievable.
I've heard that myself. So probably going to go with the Flyers there. Verzales at Parkway, probably going to be the Tigers over at Parkway. They've been struggling a little bit like Fort Recovery and Delta St. John's. And another good game is going to be St. Henry at Anna.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting one, I think. You know, Anna's definitely better. And I tell you what, I watched the St. Henry against Marion first half, and St. Henry was pretty impressive and just got wore down in the second half. So that should be a really close game.
That's what I heard. St. Henry put up a pretty good battle against the Flyers in the first half, and then just kind of ran out of gas. But looks to me like the Indians are going to receive the kickoff here tonight. And they probably lost the toss, and Delphus deferred. So Indians out there on the field. Looks like we got probably our normal guys. Brody, who's back here tonight? Let's see who that is.
Brody Hart, Troy Post.
Same two guys, Brody Hart and Troy Post. Yeah.
Yep.
Had a little talk with Brody on Saturday after the game there last Friday night. I asked him if he was banged up. He said a little bit, but he said nothing major. He said everybody came through the game pretty unscathed. So that's a good thing for Coach Niekamp. And looks to me like we're about ready to rock and roll here with the old tin cupboard kickoff.
Looks like number 52 possibly kicking off. Camden Gable. 50.
Camden Gable, 5'10", junior. Okay. There's the boot. Pretty good kick down the field. Looks like it's going to go to
Anthony Reisner.
See if I can.
Anthony Reisner,
number
10.
Yeah. Did he fumble that ball? Boys, there was a pile up.
And he got it.
All is good down there. Very good. All right, Indians are going to bring it out there and get it out to about the 32, 33-yard line, and that's where our offense will take over. For
it's
the
like a helmet thing.
First possession of the game. Oh, that's what everybody was going after. Is oh, he stuck to
it. Stuck to him in the back of his pads, it looks like.
Got it.
So hopefully, you know, the Indians can make a nice long drive here. And
Yep, ball control
start out
here
the game
and,
well.
and time of possession.
That's
Indians need to do that.
We got that against St. Henry the first drive.
Yeah, we did. Well, as everybody knows, the Indians really don't have a per se quarterback. They line up with three guys in the back, and then they do a little, I don't know, what do they call that?
I'm not sure what you call it. Sugar huddle, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. Looks to me like,
oh, broken.
Looks to me like Wendell's got a break. He's across midfield, and he ran it all the way out to the Delphus St. John's 35-yard line, so a nice job right there.
Great
for the Indians to start this game off. And I tell you what, we'll take that every day of the week. Reese Wendell, I tell you, he's just one of those guys that Reese Wendell would play on every football team in the MAC. Folks.
Yeah, I was looking at the MAC leaders, and he's in there in quite a few categories. So he's definitely the heart and soul of this Indians team.
He is some kind of player, boys, I'm telling you. He's in the backfield along with Hartnagel. This time it goes back to Reese. Reese is going to go around the right. He's going to find another hole. He's going to stiff arm one guy. Ooh, he's still on his feet. Geez. He's down to about the 15-yard line.
Yeah, I think he maybe got just inside the 15. Yeah, another first down. Two great plays
in a
row.
Couple of solid runs right there by Reese Wendell, and the Indians are down in the old Hall Brothers Case IH red zone.
And we'd like to thank Brick Street Tavern, first quarter sponsor here. Hopefully we can punch one in.
Hey, they got us a touchdown last week. See if we can get another one.
Got a couple out wide here. Josh Evers on the left side.
We don't see a lot of receiver lineups in this offense.
No, not much
but
at all.
Hopefully we'll see what happens here. We only threw the ball a couple times last week. We got Hartnagel around the outside, or is that Reese? I can't tell.
That was Reese.
That was Reese again. He tries to go to the left side. Stopped pretty much at the line of scrimmage. Pretty much no gain. He's going to bring up second and 10.
Because I've seen what Reese has about 7 pass attempts maybe on the year, I thought it said.
Yeah. Last week he had a beautiful one. It was kind of a rollout, and Gavin Evers got open down the field, and he hooked up with him for a touchdown. It was a nice play. Hartnagel and Reese in the backfield. Ball is snapped to Reese. He hands it off to
Greasy?
I think it was Caden Greasy on number 4, and he's going to pick up probably a yard, maybe 2.
Yeah, he might have got 2 there.
Bring up 3rd and about 7 or 8.
It's like Breaker Judy coming into the game.
Yep, number 18, Breaker Judy bringing a play in.
Him and Isaac Reisner run the plays in most of the time.
We need a good gain here. We don't want to go to 4th and long. Let's get a 5 or 6 anyway here, boys. This time it goes straight to Hartnagel. Hartnagel goes to the right, looking for a hole. He cuts back up the middle. He's going to get across the 5 And I think he's going to pick up the first down. It's going to be close.
Actually, I believe that was Reese. Yeah, Hartnagel was lined out on the right side of the line.
Was it Reese again?
Reese looks like he got the first down, so we're first and goal from
first
the five.
First and goal about the five. Nice job.
This would be a heck of a start for the Indians here.
Yep.
2 weeks in a row, if we can get this baby bounced into that end zone and take a little lead here on the Blue Jays, and we just need to keep that momentum, boys. Indians line up, no receivers. This time it's snapped over here. He's coming left. He's going to be down just on the 1 yard line, Jeff, somewhere.
Yeah, looks like about 1 yard line. So Reese Wendell again on the carry there.
Reese being the bulldog here on this first drive for the Indians. Ball spotted right at the 1 yard line. Kevin Evers coming into the game now.
Got a rollout pass here, you think?
I don't think.
No.
We did not throw the ball one time in the first half last week against St. Henry. We are pretty much run.
Yep.
Right up the gut, and that's going to be close to a touchdown. And a touchdown is called by the referees. The Indians take a 6-0 lead here at the 8-11 mark of the first quarter. Nice job right there. Was that Reese that knocked it in?
I think that was Hartnagel.
Was it Hartnagel?
Yeah.
Kind of hard to tell.
It is hard to tell.
28, but one of those two guys knocked her across the goal line, and the Indians take an early 6-0 lead here against the Blue Jays, and now we're going to go for our patented two-point play.
Yeah, what a great series there. I don't know, probably about eight plays.
I would say it was a great opening drive right there. Beautiful first play. Reese down the field for a gain of about 30, 35. And we just kept pounding it away. Josh Evers goes out far to the right. And Reese has got the ball looking for a hole. And I think he's going to maybe get close in there. He's going to get shoved in there.
No signal.
And they're going to pull him back, and the Indians think it's a 2-point conversion, no doubt about it. And the referee's not so sure about it.
He's spotting at about the half yard line.
And
looks to me like the Tribe's going to come up about 18 inches short of that 2-point conversion.
Well, needless to say, great, great opening drive for
the
Indians.
Absolutely, absolutely. Nice job by the purple and white. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back for another tin cupboard kickoff, and Delphi St. John's gets their first crack at us.
Here's a great way to start your day. Make Wayne IGA your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries from their new donut display. You can make your coffee just the way you like it and grab one of their delicious fresh daily pastries, and you'll be all set to face the day. Wayne IGA Coffee and Fresh Donuts, the best way to start your day every day.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get...
All right, welcome back here to Fort Recovery. Indians got a 6-0 lead over the Blue Jays, and Gavin Evers is going to kick this ball off, and looks like number 20 is in the backfield here to receive it. Nick... Gainer.
Yep.
Gagne. And number 23, I think, is the, who's the other one over there? Might be 22.
22, it looks like.
Drake Fitro. They're plenty deep for Gavin, because Gavin kicks her to about the 35.
Good call.
And that one right there comes down, and he's going to pick it up at about the 20. Here he comes. I think it's Fitro. He's got the ball, and he's going to get out to about the 35-yard line, and that's where the Blue Jays will take over with their first possession.
Yeah, not bad for the Indians. I mean,
it's the first one I've seen him kick so far, Brody. Have you seen him kick one that far in the air?
He's been letting it rip a little bit.
Yeah.
And the St. Henry, he was letting it go.
Well, the Blue Jays come out for their first possession, and they're obviously coming off a pretty good defeat last week to the hands of the Flyers, and I think everybody's going to have that feeling.
Yeah, I think you're right.
How they do this?
Looks like Drew Boggs is the quarterback. He's out there in the shotgun. Number 24, running back Riley Mueller.
Got triples on the right here.
Got four receivers out, one up high, three down low. Looks to throw right across the middle. Caught for about a, I'm going to give him about a four or five yard gain. Yeah, give him 4 yards, and that's going to bring up second down and probably six.
Not bad defensive stands there for the Indians on their little dump-off pass. So
kind of set up maybe as a, yeah, they had trips down here on the bottom, and you know, that can be a screen, can be anything. And they all went out, all turned, and he found the open guy for a quick 4 yard pickup.
St. John's have three wideouts, and it's
all right. This time we hand it off. He goes, he is popped big time by Ethan Hartnagel, and that's going to be a loss of probably
at least a yard.
Yeah, they're going to spot him back at the line of scrimmage, and I'm telling you, I think he hit him before the line of scrimmage, but whatever the case, he popped him a good one.
Yeah, that was Riley Mueller on the carry, and there was nowhere to go. What a great play by Hartnagel.
Yeah, nice play by 28. Brings up third and about six. This time Delphus packs her in a little bit. They got one wideout down here on the Indian sideline. Getting the play in. Boggs in the shotgun. Gets a snap. He's rolling out to his left this time, looking down the field. Finds his guy at midfield. And nice catch right there.
Got a flag on the play, though. It might be a hold in here.
Caught by number four.
Legal man downfield, it looks like, on St. John. So that play is going to go for nothing.
Tyler Lindemann with the catch. And in the end, we got a penalty flag on the field and legal man downfield.
So that works out to the Indians' benefit, and we'll take it.
We'll take that.
6:26 left here in the Brick Street Tavern first quarter.
We got our first Fort Sight Fuel penalty flag. One thing I normally forget.
Yeah, I know. Yep. That's pretty appropriate. I think old Guggenbiller might be a ref, isn't he?
Ryan might be a ref, yeah.
He is. I believe he is.
All right, just going to bring up third and 11, third and 12. Boggs will get in the shotgun.
Gonna change the play up here.
I think they do that every play.
Yeah.
Both teams look.
Taking time off the clock. Plenty of time on the play clock. Boggs now looking to go deep down the sidelines, and it's going to be picked off.
Oh, they're going to call
a push off by Fort Recovery right there. That was Gavin Evers, and I think Gavin gave him a little shove, and I think it's going to be.
Looks like it's going to be probably
pass interference on the offense. Gavin's not happy about it, but pretty easy call up here, I can tell you that.
In high school, is it just a 10-yard penalty?
I think so.
It's not at the spot, is it?
No.
So
no,
it's probably still going to be third down and one, probably?
I think it's going to be a first down. No, I think it'll be a first down.
Is it automatic first down?
He's going out there 15 yards.
Yep. Looks like they're going to move the chains.
So 15-yard penalty against the Indians moves the chains here for the Blue Jays, and now they are close to midfield. Going to be spotted at the, they put it at the 49, the marker's at the 48, and the chain gang says, oh, well, we'll go up to the 49 now. Boggs again in the shotgun, three receivers down low. Breaker Judy up on the line, looks like he's wanting to.
Looks like he's on, going to blitz.
Yeah, it looks like we might blitz a little bit here. And we do. Hartnagel comes through. We're chasing him a little bit. We can't get a hand on it. It's a hold.
Yep, there's a flag and a hold on the
play. Boggs is going to go out of bounds. He crosses midfield, but there was no doubt a hold there by number 50.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt there was a hold there on Logan Duncan.
Well, if he didn't hold, he was going to be tackled. So it's going to move the boys back 5 yards. Nice job by the Indian blitz right there. They got on him pretty quick. Hartnagel got in there. Breaker was in there. Reese was in there.
Breaker definitely took a little attention to them and opened it up for Hartnagel to get in there.
I think you got to pay attention to Breaker blitzing.
That's a 10-yard penalty. 20. Yeah, first and 20 now. Ball spotted back at the 39-yard line. Speedy calling some signs in here on our defense. Boggs again in the shotgun. This time he's going to roll to his left.
Keep it. Oh, great.
Here comes Reese Wendell.
Nice.
And I'm telling you, he had no place to go besides backwards, and that's going to be a loss of probably five, 6 yards.
Yeah, Jeff, I'd say at least six, probably.
It's huge.
What a great play there.
Man, is he quick off of that.
He is.
Geez, he came out of nowhere.
Came off the edge, and great play.
Spotted the ball back now at the 35-yard line. I think he was behind that. It's going to bring up second and 24.
So he lost four on the play.
Is it still second down? I guess it was
third. Yeah, second down.
Yeah, we had a penalty in there.
St. John's have three out wide on the right. Looks like he dumped a little
bubble screen. Breaker's out there. He gets shoved out of the way, and now the Indian defense comes up. And, hey, maybe a gain of a couple. We'll give them that.
Maybe got two, maybe three.
Bring up third in a taxi ride yet here for the Blue Jays.
Looks like third and 24 here. St. John's on the 37-yard line. They've kind of just played this whole possession right here about the 35, it seems like.
Well, they got overcrossed the midfield one time, and then they came back.
Big third down play here for the Indians defense.
Come on, D, stiffen up here. Boggs in the shotgun again. Three receivers up high, one down low.
Looking to the left side.
Looking to the left, looking for number nine. Cross the middle, and he's got him right there close to the first down, but it's going to be short.
Maybe a yard, yard and a half.
Great play there. I think he was a little farther than that.
They're
going to spot him about 3 yards short.
Yeah, I thought he was about a yard or less. But
yeah, he was a little farther than that.
So it's going to bring down what, fourth and
be fourth and
long
three.
Two.
Yeah.
St. John's at the Indians 44-yard line.
They rush up there, trying to get us to jump, and they do the same thing. They look over to coach, get their new play in there.
Timeout. Looks like they call a timeout.
Blue Jays are going to call a timeout. Todd Schulte says, we'll take a timeout and try to figure this one out. We'll take a quick one with them, Brody.
All right.
We'll be back right after this. Indians up, 6-0.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in.
All right, back here at Fort Recovery, getting ready for an important fourth and third here. Boggs in a shotgun. Looking over again for the play after the timeout. Nice thing about that. Gave the Indians a little blow.
Yeah,
there.
No doubt.
I was happy with that timeout. All right, he's looking. He's going to keep it all the way. He's going to get out to the outside. He's hit one time. Now he breaks a tackle and looks to me like he's going to the house.
He is going to the house. It looked like the Indians had him, couldn't wrap him up, and he bounced off.
Nice tackle. Yeah, he broke the tackle right there, hit one of the Indians head on and bounced off of him and took it to the house all the way down.
44-yard touchdown.
Touchdown, Blue Jays.
Early score, I see Marion's up on New Bremen, 7-0 in the first with 8 minutes to go. Yeah, the Indians did some good things there and had some breaks from the St. John's and just couldn't hold them.
Yeah, that was right there. I mean, we hit him right there probably behind the line of scrimmage, and he bounced off, and nobody out back there to back him up, and away he went. Touchdown, Jays.
Number 51 is going to kick the extra point. Austin Arnold, 6'4", junior.
Big boy. Good snap. Kick is up.
Yeah,
kick is good.
It's good.
Blue Jays take a 7-6 lead here at the 3 minutes and 30 second mark of the first quarter. Indians now get their crack to come back and take the lead again. We'll be back in a little bit with another tin cupboard kickoff. Indians trail 7-6.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
All right, back here at Full Recovery, getting ready for a tin cupboard kickoff. Indians going to take over again. Who was it over there that he hit? Was it Brody Hart that tried to put the beat down him over, on him over
I
there?
I couldn't tell over there. It's 20 too much traffic over there, and I couldn't see.
Here comes short the kick. It's a short one. Covered at the 25, out to the 30, out to the 35, 36, and now he's going to be brought down at about the 37-yard line. I don't see who had that ball.
Number 15, Anthony Reisner, 5'8 junior.
Is that Mark's boy?
Yes.
Is it Mark's boy?